Tip number 73. Hello, this is John Chambers, and welcome to the 1 Minute Tip, a collection of short podcast tips covering the technologies we use every day. This is a tech podcast network. If it's tech, it's here, techpodcasts.com. Today's tip, obscure iPod uses. For a limited time, GoDaddy is offering $1.99 domain names, transfers, or renewals with each and every new non-domain product you buy. Each domain name includes complete email, a $9.95 value free. That's your own personalized email account, plus 1 Minute Tip listeners get an additional 10% off any order. Just enter TECH3, that's T-E-C-H and the number 3 as your source code. And now back to our tip. When I first started putting this tip together, I was going to explain how to use the iPod as an alarm clock, which is actually very easy to do. From your main menu, select Extras, select Clock, select Alarm Clock, and here you can turn the alarm on or off. You can set the time of the alarm, and then you can set what you would like to have played when the alarm goes off. Now this is where things got interesting. Now I use this alarm clock feature all of the time, but not to wake up. I'm a professional puppeteer, and I travel all over the world putting on puppet shows. And I use my iPod for all of my audio needs. Now all these shows are loaded into my iPod with 3 minutes worth of pre-show music. So what I do is I set my alarm to go off 3 minutes before showtime. So the pre-show music starts to play, and then right at showtime, my show music begins to play. Now the coolest part is handing my iPod to the sound crew when I arrive at a theater, tell them to plug it into their sound system, sit back, and enjoy the show. Well, it looks like our time is up. Questions, comments, or additions, email us at tip@oneminutetip.com or stop by the website at www.oneminutetip.com, now with over 80 tips and over 500,000 downloads. So the question is, how do you use your iPod? Drop me a note at tip@oneminutetip.com.